听的时间。
Now is worship in scripture reading.
请大家打开马太福音第一章十八到二十五节。
We'll read a Gospel Matthew chapter 1:18-25. Gospel Matthew, chapter 1:18.
我们有新来的朋友，如果不太熟悉两边的弟兄姐妹帮他们找一下。
Please help the newcomer finding the right passage.
大家打开了，请听我来读。
Please listen to my reading.
马太福音第一章十八节，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了耶稣，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫耶稣是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他在梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙耶稣，不要怕。”只管娶你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说：必有童女怀孕生子。人要称他为以马内利，以马内利翻出来的意思就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。当他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。我们下面的时间交给 Pastor Paul。
I will give the time to Pastor Paul.
In honor of Father's Day, I would like to start with a quote from Calvin.
今天是父亲节，所以我要开始用加尔文的一段话。
But not John Calvin, the famous Swiss theologian.
但这并不是在瑞士那个很有名的神学家约翰加尔文。
But Calvin, the comic strip boy, as in Calvin and Hobbes.
是在漫画里面这个Calvin 跟他的一只老虎。
Bad news, Dad. Your polls are way down.
父亲，你的有一个很坏的消息要告诉你，你的民意调查直线滑落。
My polls.
我有民意调查吗
？You rate especially low among tigers and six-year-old white males.
你的民意在老虎跟六岁白人的小孩中尤其的低。
If you want to stay Dad, I'd suggest you adopt some new planks to your platform.
如果你还继续希望能够做父亲的话，那我建议你在政策上面要有一些主要的转变。
Some special interest groups are in for a surprise.
这些特殊利益团体要给我一些惊讶。
Of those polled, virtually all favor increased allowances and the commencement of driving lessons.
所有的民意调查都告诉我们说，你应该要增加零用钱，并且要给我学习开车课程的时数。
So that's.How are you doing in your opinion poll?
所以在座的父亲们，你们的民意调查怎么样呢
？Of course, it's nice if you can make your children happy.
当然，我们能够让我们的小孩能够很高兴，是件很好的事情。
But it's even more important that you make God happy with your parenting skills.
但更重要的是，我们做父母能够让神为我们高兴。
So what kind of father does God expect you to be?
所以神要我们做怎样的父亲呢？
We can gain some valuable insights by taking a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14.
我们得到一些宝贵的建议，可以从哥林多前书十六章十三节里面所拿到。
Let me start with the middle of verse 13.
我们从十三节的中间开始。
Be man of courage, be strong, do everything in love.
要做大丈夫，要刚强。凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。
The phrase man of courage literally can be translated males of
这边所说的大丈夫在原文里面是讲是有勇气的男性。
In other words, though women should have these character qualities, this passage is particularly referring that men should have these character qualities.
也就是说，虽然女性也可以有这样的特质，但这边所要强调的是一个真实的男人他所要有的特质。
And by extension, these are the qualities that fathers should have.
也就是做一个父亲所当有的特质。
In this passage, we see both the hard side and the soft side of fatherhood.
我们在这段里面看到做父亲那刚强也有他那个温柔的一面。
On the hard side, he should be strong.
在刚强的部分，他需要做个大丈夫。
On the soft side, he should be gentle.
在温柔的地方，他需要有爱心。
On the hard side, he should be courageous.
在刚强的部分，他需要有勇气。
But on the soft side, he should do everything in love.
在他温柔的地方，他需要做每一件事情都出于爱。
So men, do you have what it takes to be a real father?
所以在座的男士们，你有做一个父亲的条件吗？
You'll find out when you have to make some difficult decisions.
你可能会发现你需要做一些困难的决定。
There are some fathers who make their decisions based upon opinion polls.
有些人做父亲就是根据民意调查。
They are willing to compromise biblical convictions so that they can be popular with their kids.
他们愿意在圣经的原则上做妥协，所以他们会觉得很受小孩的欢迎。
But they're not actually doing what's best for their children in the long run.
但他们这样做并不是对小孩最好的。
There are other fathers who make their decisions based upon emotion.
也有些父亲是根据他们的情绪来做决定。
When they're in a good mood, they'll let their children get away with murder.
他们在心情好的时候，小孩犯再大的错都没关系。
But when they're in a bad mood, they'll be very harsh with their children, even for the smallest of infractions.
在他们情绪不好的时候，即使小孩犯个小小的错误，他们都会变得非常的严厉。
And so their children have to face a guessing game to figure out what kind of mood their fathers are in.
所以每一天，这些小孩都有在玩这个猜测的游戏。才知道他们的父亲会怎么样对他们。
Other fathers make decisions based upon what's the easiest.
有些父亲根据什么事情是最简单的来做决定。
And so they're lazy, too lazy to figure out what their children really need.
因为他们懒得去找出他们小孩真正需要什么事情。
They're so passive that they delegate all the responsibility of parenthood to their wives.
他们是很这样的被动，所以把所有做父母的责任通通丢给太太。
But a real father will do the right thing, even though it's a difficult thing, and he will do it with love.
但一个真实的父亲，他们会做那正确并但虽然是困难的事情，但而且他们会有凭爱心而做。
But what does it mean to do the right thing, though difficult thing, and to do it with love?
这是什么意思呢？我们要如何的能够做这些正确但却困难的事情，又用爱心而做呢？
Wouldn't it be great if there was a role model that we could watch and then emulate?
在圣经中如果有一个角色是让我们能够模仿的，不是简单的多吗？
Unfortunately, there aren't very many good examples of fatherhood in the Bible.
可是在很可惜的是，在圣经中没有很多做父亲好的模范。
Have you ever thought of how few good fathers there are in the Bible?
你有没有想过在父亲中有很少好的父亲？
If you look at the history of the kings of Judah, most good kings had bad sons for kings.
如果你看旧约历史中间那些好的君王，他们的小孩都不太好。
So the fathers might have done a great job leading the country, but they did a poor job leading their children.
所以这些父亲们，他们虽然对治理国家做得很好，但却管理他们的家却做得很糟糕。
But there's at least one good example of a father in the Bible.
但在圣经里面有一个做好父亲的模范。
And that father happened to be an adopted father.
而这位父亲是一个养父。
Most people define a real dad as being the biological father.
很多人都会认为说那真的父亲一定是那个血统上的父亲。
But being a real dad has more to do with how a father raises his child rather than how he gave birth to a child.
但做一个真实的父亲，是我们怎么样养育、教养这个小孩，而不是怎样这个小孩怎样出生。
And I think the best example of a father in the Bible is an adoptive father whose name was Joseph.
在圣经中，这个最好的养父的模范就是耶稣的父亲约瑟。
I think Joseph is the most underrated character in the Christmas story.
我想约瑟是在整个圣诞节故事中间，最不受注意的一个角色。
A few years ago, I looked in several hymnals and I tried to find a hymn or a Christmas carol that mentioned the name of Joseph.
我在圣诞节歌曲里面想要找到说是否有人提到约瑟呢？
There were a lot of songs that mentioned Mary.
对，在圣经中有诗歌中许许多多次提到玛利亚。
There were quite a few songs that mentioned the wise men, or the shepherds, and the angels.
也有很多歌提到那个聪明的东方的博士，或是那些牧羊人，或是天使。
There were even some songs that mentioned sheep and cattle.
甚至有很多诗歌提到羊跟牛。
But there was no song that mentioned Joseph.
但没有一首圣诞节歌曲提到约瑟。
Why is Joseph so underlooked?
为什么约瑟是这样被忽视呢？
I think there might be two reasons.
我想可能有两个原因。
First is that Joseph seems like an underachiever.
约瑟看起来他并没有什么成功的地方。
According to his lineage, he has the right to be a king of Judah, but instead, he's merely a carpenter.
根据他的血统，他有权来成为犹大的王，但他只是一个很穷的木匠。
Secondly, Joseph never says anything.
第二，约瑟在圣经中从来没有记载他任何的话。
Whereas his wife Mary is quoted numerous times, we never have a single quotation from Joseph.
玛利亚曾经有在圣经中有许许多记载他的话，但约瑟却没有一句话被记载下来。
But in spite of Joseph's limitation, we can see in this passage today that Joseph was a real dad, based upon the decisions that he had to make.When he was faced with difficult circumstances.
但虽然约瑟有许多的限制，但我们看到今天的经文里面，我们看到约瑟实在是一个真实的父亲，因为他所做的决定。
Because when he had to make tough decisions, he did the right thing, though the difficult thing, and he always did it with love.
他需要做这些困难的决定，但他都是做正确而困难的决定，而且他凭爱心而做。
Joseph's example gives hope to us dads who may not be that spectacular in the eyes of the world or even the eyes of our children that we can be real dads.
约瑟的榜样告诉我们说，也许在我们的儿女或在这世界的眼中，我们看起来并不是这么受欢迎，但我们有希望能够成为一个真实的父亲。
The first decision that Joseph made can be found in Matthew chapter 1 verse 18.
约瑟所做的第一个决定在马太福音一章十八节。
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚从圣灵怀了孕。
The term before they were married is a euphemism, which means before they had sexual union.
这边讲说没有迎娶，只是写的比较隐晦一点，是其实是指说他们没有同房。
This passage indicates that though Joseph and Mary were engaged to each other, they had remained sexually pure.
也就是说，约瑟跟玛利亚他们虽然已经订婚了，但他们却没有任何的性关系。
Jesus was able to have a virgin birth because of Joseph's commitment to sexual purity.
耶稣需要是一个童女怀孕生子，因为约瑟他有对一个这个性的纯洁有这样的一个保证。
Joseph could have thought that since they were going to get married anyhow, that it would be okay to give in to their passions for each other.
约瑟可以想说，反正他们也要结婚了，所以他们在婚前有一些这样的容许他们的情欲来主导是没有关系的。
But Joseph did the right thing, though the difficult thing, and he kept himself pure for marriage.
约瑟却做了一个正确但困难的决定，他保持自己在性的关系上面纯洁。
The other day I was flipping through the channels, and I happened to catch a few moments of the Montel Williams show.
在前几天我在看电视的时候，我刚好看到几分钟有关于一个叫做 Montel Williams 他的一个 show。
Montel was interviewing a handsome young man about dating.
这位主持人正在访问一个很年轻年轻的很英俊的男人。
Man said that because of the problem of sexually transmitted diseases, that he waited until he had dated the woman at least 8 times before he would have sex with her.
这个男的说呢，因为最近性病很流行，所以他一定要等到至少跟那个女孩有8次的约会以上，才会发生性关系。
The audience applauded because this young man was so conservative to wait that long.
这个所有的观众都为他欢呼，因为觉得这位男士可以是这样的保守，可以等这么久。
But a real man will wait more than 8 dates before he will have sex with a girlfriend.
但一个真实的男人会远远超过等待8次约会的时间，才有跟他的女朋友有性关系。
In fact, he will wait a few years if he has to.
他可能会等很多年。
Because a real man will wait until his girlfriend is his wife before he will have sex with her.
一个真实的男人只有在他女朋友成为他的太太以后才会跟他有性关系。
Because you see that a real man will do the right thing, even though it's a difficult thing, because he truly loves the woman that he's dating.
你可以看到一个真实的男人，他们会做这一个对而却困难的事情，因为他们很真实的爱他所爱的女人。
And a real man will love his future wife and children.
一个真实的男人会爱他的未来的妻子跟儿女。
Real man will want to protect his girlfriend from the dangers of sexually transmitted diseases or unwanted pregnancy or the problem of a broken heart.
一个真实的男人会保护他的女朋友，让他不受这些性病或是未婚怀孕或是一个心碎的这些危险。
Because a real man wants his girlfriend to experience honeymoon virginity.
因为一个真实的男人会希望他们在蜜月的时候，他的女朋友仍然有是一个处女的贞洁。
And he wants his future wife to experience the gift. He wants to give his future wife the gift of honeymoon virginity.
也就是会在蜜月中给他一个这样贞洁的一个礼物。
And he wants his children to someday have a good example as a father.
也就是未来的以后，他能够给他的小孩告诉他们，这是一个做父亲的榜样。
So the first quality of a real man is a commitment to purity.
所以一个真实男人的第一个特性就是他对他的纯洁有一个保证。
The second decision that we see that Joseph made is found in verse 19.
第二个约瑟的事情是记载在第十九节。
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她。想要暗暗的把她休了。
Mary tells Joseph that she's pregnant.
玛利亚告诉约瑟说她怀孕了。
Joseph knows that he's not the father, and so he asks her who the real father is.
约瑟知道他自己不是那个小孩的父亲，所以他问玛利亚说那父亲是谁。
Mary tells Joseph that she's still a virgin and that the baby inside of her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚告诉他，她仍然是个处女，而且她是从圣灵怀的孕。
Now, if your girlfriend told you that, would you believe her?
如果你的女朋友告诉你这样的事情，你会相信吗？
So it's understandable why Joseph did not believe Mary.
所以约瑟刚开始不能接受，是很可以理解的。
And so Joseph is faced with a difficult decision.
所以约瑟面对了一个很困难的决定。
What should he do with Mary?
他对玛利亚该怎么办呢？
He has 3 choices.
他有三个选择。
First, according to the Old Testament law,He could actually have Mary stoned to death because of her supposed immorality.
在根据旧约的律法，他可以选择让玛利亚被石头打死，因为这是他有一个没有守住他的贞洁。
But Joseph did not want to do that because he still loved Mary.
但约瑟并不想这么做，因为他仍然爱玛利亚。
Secondly, he could have married Mary in spite of her supposed immorality because he.Presumed what had happened.
他也可以就是娶玛利亚，好像什么事情都没有发生一样。
But Joseph loved loved God, and he did not want to marry a woman that did not have the same convictions as he did.
但约瑟爱神，他并不愿意娶一个没有跟他有同样在神面前同心的一个女人。
Instead, Joseph came up with the third alternative.
所以约瑟选了第三个可能的决定。
In spite of his broken heart, he did the right thing, though the difficulty.
他虽然很难过，但他做了一个正确但虽然是困难的决定。
He decided to break off the engagement quietly so that he could protect Mary from additional shame.
他决定能够暗暗地解除这个婚约，好让玛利亚不知公众地被羞辱。
A real father will be like Joseph.
一个真实的父亲会像约瑟一样。
He will be righteous without being self-righteous.
他会秉持着公义，但却不是自以为意。
He will be compassion without condoning sin.
他对罪人有这样的爱心，但他却不能容忍罪。
And a real father will have these qualities.
一个真实的父亲该有这些特性。
When he sees sin in his children, he will love the sinner but hate the sin.
当他看到他小孩在犯罪的时候，他会爱他们的小孩，但却恨恶这个罪。
It's hard to do both.
做这两件事情同时是很难的。
Sometimes when a child does the wrong thing, the father will lose his cool.
当有些时候小孩犯错的时候，父亲常常会失去控制。
He will yell at his daughter for being naughty, for being rebellious.
他们可能会对他们所叛逆的这些儿女们大声的吼叫。
So the daughter knows that he hates the sin, but she does not know that he still loves her.
也许这些儿女知道这父亲很讨厌这些犯罪的行为，但他却不知道他父亲爱他。
On the other hand, some fathers never want to hurt their children's feelings.
另外一些可能性是有些父亲从来不敢伤害他儿女的感情。
And so when the son does something wrong, the father does not discipline him.
所以这些儿女做了一些不正确的错的事情的时候，他们从来不敢管教他们。
The father thinks he's showing love by not disciplining.
这个父亲以为不管教他们就是爱他们。
But he's actually withholding his love for his son by not addressing things that will hurt that son in the future.
但是他实在是伤害了这个小孩，因为这些罪在未来会持续的伤害他。
You see, the second quality of a real man is that he will love his child even when they sin, but he will also hate the sin because he knows what harm it will do to his children.
所以在一个真实的男人，他是会在小孩犯罪的时候会爱他们，但也会恨这个罪，因为他知道罪会在未来对这个小孩造成更大的伤害。
And he'll find a way to address the sin in that child's life in a loving way.
所以他会用凭爱心来告诉这个小孩，是这个罪到底是怎么回事。
The third decision that we see that Joseph made is found in verses 20 through 24.
约瑟这边所做的第三个决定在第二十到二十四节。
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill the law, what the Lord had said through the prophet,The virgin shall be with the child, and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife.
一章二十节，正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来。
Joseph is faced with a difficult decision. Should he marry Mary or should he not marry Mary?
约瑟碰到一个很困难的决定，他应该要去还是不要去玛利亚呢？
Joseph could have told the angel, thanks, but no thanks.
约瑟可以对天使说，谢谢你告诉我这些，但我不要做。
If I marry Mary, People will think that I committed sexual immorality with her, and I don't want to ruin my reputation.
如果把玛利亚娶过来，别人可能认为我在已经犯了这个婚前性行为的罪，这会影响我的名声。
But Joseph did the right thing, even though it was a difficult thing, and he obeyed God's message, and he got married to Mary.
约瑟做了一个困难但却是正确的决定，他决定将玛利亚娶过来。
Radical obedience is the third quality of a real dad.
一个彻底的顺服是一个真实父亲的第三个条件。
When God calls a real dad to do something for his children, he'll do it no matter what.
当神要我们父亲做些事情的时候，这位父亲会不计代价的来顺服。
A real man will obey God even if it hurts his reputation.
一个真实的男人会选择顺服神，即使这会损害他的名声。
A real man will obey God even if it means that he'll have to sacrifice some of his personal dreams.
一个真实的男人会选择顺服神，即使这些会影响他个人的一些梦想。
A real man's more concerned about obeying God than fulfilling in his personal comfort or fulfilling his personal desires.
一个真实的男人会更喜欢去顺服神，而不是想到他自己的舒适或者他自己的一些情欲。
Fourth decision that we see Joseph made can be found in Matthew chapter 2.
约瑟所做的第四个决定，我们可以在马太福音第二章里面找到。
Matthew 2:1 through 12, the wise men asked King Herod where they could find the baby that was born king of the Jews.
在第二章里面提到说，有东方来的几个博士去见叙利王，他们要找那新生的王在哪里。
King Herod consults his advisors, and then he tells the wise men that when they tells them to search in Bethlehem for the baby, and when they find him, to return to Herod so that he could worship the baby also.
希律王在询问了这些祭司长跟文士之后，他告诉那些博士说，你们在找到耶稣以后就回来报信，我也好去拜他。
So the wise men find Jesus and they worship him.
所以博士们他们后来找到了耶稣，也敬拜他。
But before they go back to Herod, God warns the wise men in a dream not to go back to him because Herod actually wants to kill the Messiah.
但博士在梦中被主所指示，不要回去见希律，因为希律实在是想要杀耶稣。
Now let's pick up the story in verses 13 through 15.
我们从第十三节到十五节来看这边所故事的发展。
When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod.
二章十三节，他们这些博士，他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子要除灭他。”约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验先知所说的话，说：“我从埃及招出我的儿子来。”
Joseph is faced with a difficult decision.
约瑟他现在面对一个困难的决定。
What should he do with his adopted son who is in danger of being killed by Herod's henchmen?
他对他这个养子要做什么事情呢？因为希律和他希律忠实的这些随从们将要追杀这个耶稣。
Joseph could have said, "Man, I'm way over my head."
约瑟可以说现在实在太过分了。
Best case scenario, I go to Egypt and I lose my job.
最好的情形也就是我逃到埃及，我失去我所有的工作。
Worst case scenario is that Herod kills not only Jesus, but he also kills me.
但最坏的可能是希律找到了耶稣，把他杀了，并且把我也杀了。
It's not my fault that Mary had this baby.
玛利亚有这个小孩，并不是我的错呀。
I'm going to leave Mary and Jesus before I get hurt.
我要趁玛利亚跟他们不注意的时候，我要赶快逃走。
On the other hand, Joseph could have said, "I am going to let I'm not going to let Herod push me around.
另外可能约瑟可以说我不要再我不要再逃我逃从希律面前逃逃走。
I'm going to stay and fight off those soldiers.
我要跟那些兵士来作战。
But instead of abandoning his family or taking a foolish risk, Joseph does the right thing, though the difficult thing, and he obeys God by moving his family to Egypt.
但约瑟并没有选择去放弃他的家庭，或做一个很鲁莽的决定。他做了一个正确虽然困难的决定，他带他的玛利亚跟那个小孩去埃及。
You see, Joseph had the fourth quality of a real dad.
约瑟有这个做一个真实父亲的第四个特质。
He had the courage and the wisdom to protect his family.
他有勇气跟智慧来保护他的家庭。
You see, a real dad will be sensitive to God's voice speaking to him about the dangers that his family might experience.
一个真实的父亲，他们有这样一个感性，对于神的声音，能够怎样来保护他的家庭？
Those dangers could be physical, or they could be emotional or spiritual.
他家庭所面对的危险，可能是一个物质上的，或是情绪上的，或是属灵上面的。
Real dad will consider what's the best way to protect my family.
一个真实的父亲会思想说，我应该怎么样最好的保护我的家庭。
Real dad is more concerned about protecting his family than he is about protecting himself.
一个真实的父亲会先想到怎么样保护他的家庭，而不是怎样保护他自己。
The fifth decision that Joseph made can be found in Luke chapter 2, verses 21 and 22.
约瑟所做的第五个正确的决定是在记载在路加福音第二章二十一节。
On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of the purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present Jesus.
路加福音二章二十一节，满了八天就给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献于主。
On the surface, Joseph's decision to have Jesus circumcised and to have Mary purified seemed rather mundane.
在表面上看来，约瑟决定要将耶稣行割礼，并且让玛利亚行洁净的礼，是个很平常的事情。
After all, Joseph was just obeying some commandments from the Old Testament.
因为他不过就是遵守旧约中的一些教训。
But some of the most mundane commands in the Bible are some of the most difficult commands to obey.
但在圣经中，这些平常的教训，很通常就是很难遵守的教训。
It's easy to think, I don't really need to obey them because it's not that big of a deal.
常常我们会想说，这没有什么了不起，所以我不一定要遵守。
But Joseph had the fifth quality of a real man in that he obeyed God even in the most mundane affairs.
约瑟在这边第五个一个真实父亲的一个特质，是他在即使很平常的事情上面都选择顺服神。
When I was growing up, my father did not have a high public opinion polls in white males of my age.
在我成长的过程中间，我的父亲其实在众人的眼光中间，并不是个什么特别好的父亲。
I didn't think my father was very cool because he wasn't interested in playing basketball or football.
我觉得我的父亲并不是很好，因为他不打篮球，也不打足球。
My dad was an accountant.
我的父亲是一个会计。
And when he came back from his job in the city, he would spend most of his time working on our farm.
他从城市里回到家中的时候，他仍然需要照顾许多农场上的工作。
So he thought that playing sports was a waste of time.
所以他觉得跟小孩运动这是彻底浪费时间。
But now that I look at back, I know that my father was a real man.
现在我回头看，我知道他是一个真实的男人。
My father led us in family devotions every day except for the days that we went to church.
我的父亲在每一天，除了礼拜天之外，他在都引导着他的小孩们一起来家庭崇拜。
My dad gave self-sacrificially to churches and to missions, and as a result, my family drove around old cars.
我的父亲在奉献上面尽心尽力，所以我们在家中通常开了一部很旧的车。
My My father was married to my mother for over 40 years, and he remained faithful, taking care of my mother when she was dying of cancer.
我的父母结婚超过40年，并且在我母亲癌症末期的时候持续的照顾她。
My father was not suave and debonair.
我的父亲并不是一个很潇洒的男人。
He was not eloquent or athletic.
他并不是很会讲话，或是很有运动员的气质。
But a real father does not need to be flashy or charismatic.
但一个真实的男人不需要去看起来很光彩，或是有很有精神。
Instead, he has to have the characteristics of a real man.
但他应该有一个真实男人的特质。
He was hardworking, loyal, and consistent.
他工作很努力，他忠实，并且他很信实。
And now I much more admire my father than I do any of the athletes in sports today.
我对我父亲的尊敬远远超过我对现在看到的一些运动员的尊敬。
Fathers, do you have the characteristics of a real dad?
在座的父亲，你们有这一个真实男人的特质吗？
Do you have a commitment to purity?
你对你的纯洁有这样的保证吗？
Are you righteous without being selfish?
你有你喜欢公义，但却不自以为意吗？
Do you have radical obedience?
你是否有彻底的顺服呢？
Do you have the courage and wisdom to protect your family?
你有智慧跟勇气来保护你的家庭吗？
Do you obey God even in the most mundane act?
你即使在最平常的事情上面都愿意顺服神吗？
You say, well, I may not really have those qualities, but I'm really not that bad of a dad.
你可能说，我虽然不是一个很糟的父，我虽然没有这些特质，但我并不是一个很糟的父亲。
I'm a lot better than other fathers.
我比其他人的父亲好多了。
But do you want to settle for being not that bad?
但你只要接受那个，我只是不要太糟糕就好了嘛。
You could be so much more.
因为你可以能够达到更多。
I realize that many of you here are not dads.
我知道在座有很多人不是父亲。
So I'd like to talk to you about what does this message have to do with you.
所以我也想告诉你说，这个信息对你来说有什么意义。
First of all, I'd like to talk to the men who are not fathers.
我先要对这些在座的男生，但弟兄们，但他你虽然你还不是父亲。
Fatherhood may seem a long ways away.
对你来说成为一个父亲还很遥远的事情。
But don't think that all of a sudden you're going to have these qualities when you have a child.
但不要等到你有小孩的时候才有这些真实男人的特质。
The longer you wait to have these character qualities, the harder it is to incorporate them in your life.
你等得越久，你就会发现你越难有这些男人的特质。
Look at these qualities and decide which qualities you need to develop in your life.
你看看这边所讲的真实男人的特质，你发现你所哪些是欠缺的。
For the ladies in this room who are not married, would you like to have married to a man who has these qualities?
对于在座的姐妹们，希望你也能够你也会希望能够嫁给这些有特质的男人。
But to have these, to attract a man who has these qualities, you should develop these qualities in your own.
你要如果你是会被这些男人的特质所吸引，那你自己也需要能够发展一些这些特质。
Some women like to flirt with bad boys.
有一些女孩，她们对一些坏男人特别的喜欢跟他们在一起。
It seems like an adventure and also a challenge to try to reform him into a good person.
对这些女士来说，这是一个冒险，并且她们要希望能够完成，能够驯服这些坏男人的任务。
But most bad boys don't become good men when they get married.
但这些坏男人在结婚之后并不会就成为一个好男人。
So keep your standards high.
要把你的标准这些女士们要把你们的标准放高。
Some of you ladies are married to men who may not have the qualities of a real dad.
也许你们现在所嫁的男生并不是有这些真实男人的特质。
So should you exchange him in for a better model?
所以你要换一个比较好的这个男人嘛。当然不要。
God wants you to help your husband to become a real dad.
神要你帮助你现在的丈夫成为一个真实的男人。
But it's not going to really work to nag him.
但如果你只是对他很唠叨，是不会有用的。
That will probably only make things worse.
可能会把事情变得更糟。
Instead, you should pray for your husband.
而是你应该为你的丈夫来祷告。
And you should encourage him even when you see just the smallest signs that he has the qualities of a real dad.
在他有一些很小的事情上面能够有些真实父亲的特质的时候，你就应该鼓励他。
If you're not yet a Christian, you're going to have a hard time of becoming a real dad or fulfilling the advice that I gave in the sermon.
如果你还不是基督徒的话，你可能会觉得今天的信息对你来说是要成为一个真实的父亲是很困难的。
It's not that you're any worse than those of us who are Christians.
这并不代表说你比基督徒更糟。
In fact, you might be better than this.
事实上，你可能比很多基督徒都还好一点。
But we all need the help of Joseph's adopted son.
但我们都需要那个约瑟他的养子耶稣所带给我们来的救恩。
I can definitely tell you that if Jesus were not in my life, I would be a much worse man.
我可以告诉你，如果耶稣不是在我的生命中，我会有一个比现在更糟的生活。
I'd be much more self-centered and.
会常常的自以为是，我会没有爱心。
So my challenge for you is to get to know the real man by believing in Jesus as your personal savior.
所以我给你的挑战是你能够来相信耶稣，能够接受他成为你生命中的主。
Tell God in your own words that you are sorry for the wrong things that you've done in your life.
告诉神你所犯的罪跟错误。
Tell him that you believe in Jesus as your Savior.
告诉神你愿意来相信耶稣。
That he died on the cross to take the punishment of your sins.
他死在十字架上为承担我们的罪。
And that he rose again to give eternal life.
他死里复活能够给我们永生。
And that you want God to come into your life so that you can become the man or woman that he created you to be.
你要邀请神进入你心中，所以你可以成为那神要你成为的男人或女人。
Let's all stand up together as we sing our song of response.
我们一起起立来唱回应的诗歌。邀请那些要在婴儿奉献里的父母，请上到台前，并且请王牧师也能够请上到台前。